Jimmy Lai Wei, Navigating Hong Kong's Dark Days. Commentary. As I conclude this commentary piece here in Toronto, Canada, at the end of April, my thoughts are filled with images of the political prisoners in Hong Kong, particularly concerning their mental state within the city's harsh prison system, freedom-loving Hong Kong citizens accused of violating the national security law and imprisoned for political reasons. Beijing has fundamentally altered Hong Kong with the implementation of a national security law and basic law Article 23, which undermines the one country, two systems principle. Over recent years, Hong Kong's political landscape has dramatically shifted, characterized by escalating tensions between the local pro-democracy movement, which has been nearly eradicated, and Beijing's tightening control over the city. The enactment of Article 23 legislation and the imposition of the national security law by Beijing have cast uncertainty on the political safety of conducting business in Hong Kong. These laws, ostensibly designed to safeguard national security, have faced criticism for their broad and ambiguous provisions that could stifle dissent and target political opponents. Under this new legal framework, businesses operating in Hong Kong confront heightened risks of government interference and arbitrary legal actions. The national security law grants authorities the power to crack down on activities deemed subversive or secessionist, directly imperiling the freedoms of expression and association that were once core to Hong Kong's business environment. Foreign investors and multinational corporations, who previously viewed Hong Kong as a gateway to Asia's dynamic markets, are now reconsidering their presence due to these political developments. The loss of autonomy and erosion of the rule of law have raised concerns regarding the impartiality of the legal system, casting doubt on businesses' ability to operate without fear of political interference. Moreover, the arbitrary freezing of business and personal accounts has become a distressing reality for individuals and entities critical of Beijing's policies. The crackdown on pro-democracy activists, exemplified by media mogul Jimmy Lai's situation, illustrates how legal mechanisms are employed to target dissenting voices and suppress political opposition. The imprisonment of Jimmy Lai, a prominent figure in Hong Kong's media industry, underscores how these laws chill freedom of expression. Lai's detention and the freezing of assets tied to his media empire signal a broader campaign to silence dissent and exert control over Hong Kong's civil society. Hong Kong has long battled against Beijing's encroaching authoritarianism. The enactment of Article 23 and the National Security Law represents a turning point in this struggle, marking Beijing's efforts to dominate the city's political landscape. The European Parliament's recent resolution condemning Hong Kong's legislative measures and demanding the release of pro-democracy activists reflects international concern over the erosion of civil liberties in the region. The imprisonment of activists like Andy Lee and Joseph John, alongside the targeting of prominent figures such as Jimmy Lai, forms part of a broader pattern of repression aimed at stifling dissent and consolidating power. Consequently, Hong Kong faces an uncertain future marked by deepening political repression and diminishing freedoms. The plight of activists like Joshua Wong, who may face a fate similar to that of the Tibetan Panchen Lama, remains unresolved. The Panchen Lama's disappearance symbolizes the broader challenges faced by Tibetan Buddhists in preserving their religious and cultural heritage under Chinese rule. Under Chief Executive John Lee, Hong Kong has become a city in desperation. While the total collapse of our judiciary may not be imminent, the spirit of an impartial judiciary appears questionable, especially given Beijing's interference. Hong Kong is not yet isolated from the outside world, but for those who remain, we require the willpower and strategy to persevere. The ongoing persecution of dissenting voices, as illustrated by the imprisonment of Jimmy Lai, Joshua Wong, Benny Tai, and many others, highlights the urgent need for international solidarity in defending Hong Kong's autonomy and upholding its commitment to human rights. As businesses and individuals grapple with the implications of Beijing's tightening grip, the global community must stand united in condemning these erosions of fundamental freedoms and advocating for the restoration of Hong Kong's democratic aspirations. Uncertainty looms, but we must cling to hope for miracles. Despite the political persecution and challenging circumstances in Hong Kong, there is a ray of hope if we all speak up and stand in solidarity for human rights and freedom. This hope is exemplified by the recent news of two U.S. congressmen introducing a bill to rename the street in front of Hong Kong's de facto embassy in Washington as Jimmy Lai Wei in honor of the imprisoned media entrepreneur. The proposal also includes renaming the office's mailing address. Representative Chris Smith of New Jersey and co-author Representative Tom Suozzi of New York initiated this effort to recognize Jimmy Lai as a renowned Hong Kong human rights defender unjustly imprisoned by Hong Kong authorities. This development is particularly uplifting during such a challenging time for Hong Kong, demonstrating that international support and advocacy for justice can still shine through even amidst the city's dark reality. As an accidental activist myself, I am deeply committed to initiatives like the World Hong Kong Forum and the Global Prayer Movement for Hong Kong's political prisoners, alongside numerous other global efforts, until there are no more political prisoners in Hong Kong. This day will surely come if we persist and work together tirelessly for the cause of freedom and justice in Hong Kong. Edward Chin runs a family office. Chin was formerly the country head of a publicly listed UK hedge fund, the largest of its kind, measured by assets under management. Outside the hedge fund space, Chin is convener of 2047 Hong Kong Monitor and a senior advisor of Reporters Without Borders. Chin studied speech communication at the University of Minnesota and received his MBA from the University of Toronto.